On Tuesday, July 3rd, 2012, we lost a true food luminary in Daphne Zepos, founder of Essex Street Cheese Company and co-owner of the Cheese School in San Francisco. Daphne was a friend and mentor to many of us at Heritage Radio Network, and the amazing work she did to promote and preserve traditional and artisan cheese in the U.S. and abroad will not be forgotten. Daphne grew up in Athens, London, Geneva, and Brussels before coming to the U.S. and did not always know she'd make such an impact on the cheese community.
I was a chef originally, so I've been in the food business for a million years. Before that, I studied architecture dutifully for my parents, and then I proceeded to enter the kitchen and never look back. And it was only after several years as a food person, as a cook and a sous chef, that I turned my attention to cheese.
Daphne served as a board member of the American Cheese Society and co-founded the Cheese of Choice Coalition, an advocacy group dedicated to the preservation of raw milk and artisan cheese. She spent her life educating consumers, aspiring cheesemakers, and protecting those who do make cheese.
While I don't deal with the cheesemaking part, I'm the one that sort of broadens the horizons, does taste education and history of cheese and so forth. These are the institutions that are going to come in here and really protect that small cheesemaker.
Daphne was recently awarded the 2012 American Cheese Society's Lifetime Achievement Award, for which she was recognized for a significant and lasting impact on the American cheese industry. Ann Saxelby, owner of Saxelby Cheesemongers in the Essex Street Market and host of Cutting the Curd on Heritage Radio Network, remembers Daphne. The first time I met Daphne was at Cafe Converso, a small coffee shop in Bra, Italy. I was utterly and completely starstruck because Daphne was and still is one of my heroes in the cheese world. Not only was she completely gracious and generous with her time and conversation, she was extremely encouraging to me at a time when I was just contemplating getting my business off the ground. For someone like her to take the time to talk with a fledgling cheesemonger like myself epitomizes Daphne. Eternally patient, generous, wise, the consummate teacher. She emanated that energy to everyone she encountered. Her encouragement and enthusiasm has no doubt inspired countless others to pursue their passion for cheese, which is just one facet of her many contributions to the cheese community.
I see it as something that's going to help keep all these incredibly gifted, inspired people that sell the cheese, that are really taking care of the last leg of information that needs to be given to the customer.
She demonstrated strength in building, supporting, and advancing the work of the American Cheese Society and its members. Ari Weinswig, co-founder and CEO of Zingerman's Community of Businesses in Ann Arbor, noted that Daphne's work to educate retailers, chefs, cheesemongers, and cheesemakers has contributed enormously to a huge improvement in the quality of the cheese on counters across the country. Her passion, the poetry of her cheese descriptions, her never-ending drive for better flavor, for teaching people what makes good cheese good, and for making already good cheese even better is truly unrivaled.
What I like about our industry is that it's still very small and very nimble. It's a take action moment for us. We can influence the way regulations are going to be set precisely because we are educating the regulators. So this is a propitious moment. All we need is a little bit more funds.
Daphne died of cancer at age 52 and is survived by her husband, the artist Brad Brown, as well as her parents, Costa and Greta Zepos, her sister, Amalia Zepo, and thousands of friends and fans in the world's cheese community. At Daphne's request, donations can be sent to support ongoing education for cheese professionals. They can be made in Daphne's memory through the American Cheese Education Foundation online at www.cheesefoundation.org. Our cheese show, Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby of Saxelby Cheesemongers, will air a live tribute to Daphne on Monday, July 9th at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Daphne will be missed dearly.